Local leaders, top stories, the news that matters most to you. The News Drive at 5 with host Patrick Reynolds starts now.
Welcome to the News Drive at 5 here on WSIC News Talk Radio for your March 26th, 2024. I am Patrick Reynolds here on WSIC, 5:06 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks to all of you for tuning in this afternoon for your local headlines. You just heard Know the Scene, hosted by Justin Dionne. He is the executive director of the Kane Center for the Arts in Cornelius. Keeps us all up to date on what's happening. As the title of the show says, you got to know the scene. And there's a lot of entertainment, arts, a lot of good things going on at the Kane Center there on East Catawba Avenue. So don't miss Know the Scene every Tuesday here at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on WSIC News Talk Radio. Meanwhile, here on the News Drive at 5, the top 5 at 5 stories that we are tracking for you this afternoon. A Mooresville plane has crashed in Florida. Two suspects are wanted in a Lincoln County robbery. Former President Trump's legal troubles could affect local property. A Statesville native has an impressive American Idol debut. And a local Rotary Club welcomes new members. 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Get your voice heard right here on WSIC News Talk. First rule in talk radio is to listen. 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Hotlines are open for our audience. Our top story tonight: two people are dead after a plane crashed in Florida. The plane was registered to Hoffer Aero LLC out of Mooresville. The names of the victims had not been released as of earlier today. The Mooney M20 plane left the Northeast Florida Regional Airport in St. Augustine on Monday and crashed in a wooded area as the craft was returning to the airport. On Monday, the plane sent a radio message to air traffic control in St. Augustine that a door on the plane had popped open. Quote, St. Augustine Tower 4387, door just popped open. Gonna need to come back for a landing, end quote. That was the plane pilot is reported as saying those words. Within a few minutes, the tower had lost communication with the plane. The aircraft left Lake Norman Air Park on Sunday and headed to Florida. The National Transportation Safety Board said wreckage is being moved to a secure facility to conduct a wreckage layout and examination tomorrow, and confirmed that preliminary information indicates the airplane was turning back to the airport when the accident occurred. The NTSB's investigation also includes examining radar data, weather information, maintenance record, and the pilot's medical records. NTSB investigators will look at the human, machine, and environment as the outline of the investigation. In Lincoln County, an investigation is underway in West Lincoln after two people entered a Dollar General with masks and handguns. When they arrived, they learned the two suspects forced an employee to open the cash register so they could take the money. Officials say Cleveland and Gaston counties have had similar incidents, and they could be related. Anyone with information is asked to call the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, the Lincoln County Communications Center, or the Lincoln County Crime Stoppers. Also in Lincoln County, a man has been arrested on sexual assault charges with a child. Last weekend, detectives responded to the scene where a man had reportedly sexually assaulted a juvenile. Ricardo Tapia was booked into the Harvin A. Krause Detention Center under a $250,000 secured bond for the charges of indecent liberties with a child, statutory sex offense with a child by an adult, sexual activity by a substitute parent or guardian. Officials said the investigation is still active and more charges are still pending. In Mooresville, former President Donald Trump's legal woes could have an effect on one Charlotte area property. The Trump National Golf Course Charlotte, located on Lake Norman in Mooresville, has been listed in the Trump portfolio since the property was purchased in 2012. The course has also listed among Trump's properties that allegedly makes false or misleading statements about the status of their financial condition. The Trump Organization utilized the unsold membership, membership deposit, and brand premium schemes on this property. From 2013 to 2020, the Trump Organization added the value of refundable membership deposits to the property's purchase price, which were north of $4 million. Also during these years, the Trump Organization added either 30% or 15% to fixed assets. That is according to one filing. The news has been the topic of conversation among those who live close to the course. Several people and neighbors in the surrounding upscale neighborhoods talked about the situation and the potential for a seizure of the assets or sale of the Lake Norman property. Many say they are not shocked by the news if it happens. They also noted they do not expect to see much of a change if it does happen. Said one longtime resident, quote, "Someone will jump on this in a heartbeat. It'll be kept up as well. I don't think prices will go down because of the economy right now, but I don't think it'll change," end quote. Residents noted the appeal of the lake more than the branding of the nearby attraction is the main reason they moved to the area. If a seizure of the property were to happen, it would not be immediate. It would require court action. In Statesville, the B-29 Dock History Restored Tour will visit Statesville Regional Airport on April 30th through May the 2nd. B-29 Dock, one of over 1,600 B-29 Super Fortress aircraft built by the Boeing Company in Wichita, Kansas during World War II, will be available for ground and cockpit tours, as well as B-29 Dock flight experience rides during the tour stop in Statesville. Statesville Airport Director John Ferguson said, quote, "When you can climb inside a historic aircraft and experience real-life history in person, it's inspiring. We are thrilled to be able to host B-29 Dock and give people a chance to see this incredibly rare warbird," end quote. B-29 Dock flight experience tickets are on sale. Ground and cockpit tour tickets will be available for purchase on the days of the event at the gate. While the aircraft is on the ground, visitors will be able to climb inside the cockpit through the forward bomb bay to get a look inside one of only two B-29 Super Fortresses still airworthy and flying today. Josh Wells, who is a B-29 Dock executive director, said, quote, "The legacy of our nation's air power during World War II was built on aircraft like the B-29 Super Fortress. Being able to showcase and honor the legacies of the men and women who designed, built, flew, and maintained B-29s and other warbirds provides a unique and up-close experience to learn about our nation's history," end quote. The tour stop in Statesville will be in the middle of a six-week tour for Dock, which will launch out of the home base in Wichita in mid-April for tour stops in seven states, including South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, New Jersey, Delaware, Ohio, and Indiana. In Huntersville, residents were alerted about a prescribed burn that took place in the area around noon earlier today. The Huntersville Fire Department announced the burn happened at Cowan's Ford Wildlife Refuge. Smoke affected air quality in the downwind area for about 2 to 3 hours this afternoon. You're listening to WSIC News Talk. This is the News Drive at 5. I am Patrick Reynolds. We will all be right back.
We'll be back with more of the News Drive at 5 with Patrick Reynolds in just a moment on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Welcome back to the News Drive at 5 here on WSIC News Talk Radio on this Tuesday, March the 26th, 2024, 5:18 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Patrick Reynolds. Thank you so much for tuning in for your local news and headlines. 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464 gives the listener hotline wide open. We'd like to hear from you. Back to local headlines in Charlotte. Council members approved a plan to sell off 4 acres of land for just $1. The land is located near the West Sugar Creek and I-85 interchange and was the site of the Economy Inn Motel, with a long-standing history of crime. The city purchased the property in April 2023 for $4.2 million. On Monday, city leaders approved the sale of the property to Prosperity Hidden Valley LLC for $1. The development company plans to turn the space into roughly 39 new affordable townhomes. The homes will be exclusively for families earning at or below 80% of the area median income. City leaders say the sale for only $1 was to allow for the construction of affordable homes and to ensure the city does not need to commit any further financial support. The developer is not requesting any additional grant money from the city. Prior to Monday's vote, Mayor Pro Tem Dante Anderson spoke about what happened to those who called the economy in their long-term residence. She said, quote, "Many of the other residents who used this motel as home, they've all been rehoused, and some of them have found permanent housing that they deem better," end quote. The area of West Sugar Creek in Charlotte was recognized as one of the city's corridors of opportunity. Out of Raleigh, the state of North Carolina's seasonally adjusted February 2024 unemployment rate was 3.5%, unchanged from January's revised rate. The national rate increased 0.2-tenths of a percentage point to 3.9%. North Carolina's unemployment rate increased 0.1 of a percentage point from February 2023. The number of people employed increased over 3,000 over the month to over 5 million and increased 50,000 over the year. The number of people unemployed decreased $1,200 over the month to 184,000 and increased 6,500 over the year. Okay, my producer Joe telling me we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Welcome to the News Drive at 5.
Hey, Patrick. How's it going? This is Nikki B. We were out on Sunday at Ghostface Brewery.
Good afternoon. How are you, Nikki?
Good, good.
Welcome to the News Drive at 5. Did you enjoy Ghostface Brewing and everything that Waves Entertainment and the place had to offer?
Oh, it was awesome. It was a super fun time. I can't wait for next month. When's the next one going to be?
April the 21st will be the next event at Ghostface Brewing. They have a Super Sunday Fun Day series, or Rock the Lot, depending on what you want to call it. They call it both things, but it is basically the third Sunday of every month. Ghostface Brewing will be holding an outdoor concert, so please come to our next one.
I will be there. That sounds like an awesome time.
Well, they usually are. I'm privileged to MC and host those with Waves Entertainment. That's where a lot of the audience knows my voice and my face from around the area is on stage with concerts from around the Lake Norman, North Charlotte, Statesville, and whatnot. So it's always nice to say hello to you, see you there, and see you at all the other events.
Yep, I appreciate that you were there. It was great, and I was happy to be there because it was the redo of my birthday event, which we didn't get to do, unfortunately, on my birthday. So it was a big bang, and I can't wait for next month. So thanks, sir.
You're quite welcome. Happy second shot at your birthday to you, and we'll see you back on April 21st. Thanks so much for the call, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Wrong Way Trio.
Great band. They put on a good show, Wrong Way Trio, so we're good with that. Thank you so much for the call, Nikki. Yes, Ghostface Brewing, third Sunday of every month with their Rock the Lot concert series. You'll hear my voice on stage as part of the host and MC with Waves Entertainment and that concert series. Back to our local headlines. In Iredell County, Board Chair Dorothy Hensley began the March meeting of the Drug Alcohol Coalition of Iredell by sharing the news that Executive Director Shane Nixon resigned. The board regretfully accepted his resignation and wished him the best. DACI Project Coordinator Kristen Blumenstein reminded coalition members that April is Alcohol Awareness Month. Alcohol misuse can interfere with normal brain development and cause decreased school performance, increased involvement with the legal system, use of other substances, and greater risk of injuries. The National Survey on Drug Use and Health found current drinking declined from 34.6% in 2002 to 18.5% in 2020 among 12 to 17-year-olds, and among 18 to 25-year-olds declined from 77.9% to 69.5%. However, a Talk It Out NC survey last year indicated parents are waiting too long to start conversations with their children about the dangers of underage drinking. On average, parents first have conversations about alcohol with children at age 11, but Talk It Out NC recommends age 8. Just over half of parents wait until their children are age 12 or older to start having conversations about alcohol. The survey also found that parents appear to be the most influential factor to help prevent underage drinking because alcohol is introduced to their kids earlier than parents realize. Over half of students reported being embarrassed or afraid to talk to their parents about alcohol and underage drinking. Some 93% of students think underage drinking would stop if parents talked more to their children about alcohol and the dangers of underage drinking. 58% of middle school students reported trying alcohol, a 22% increase compared to a 2017 study. The survey also found that social media, mental health, and negative alcohol-related trends influence underage drinking habits. Students normalize underage drinking by posting on social media while consuming alcohol. 41% reported that friends are posting on social media with alcohol, including 12% who are doing it often. About 10% of students say they have turned to alcohol to feel better as a coping mechanism, and nearly half say when teens drink alcohol, they likely to drink enough to pass out. Blumenstein noted that teens she encounters want to know the data and make informed decisions. She suggested parents and those who work with teens use the free Talk They Hear You campaign. Blumenstein felt the DICI did well with information support and building skills, but asked coalition members to brainstorm how to broaden its efforts in these and other areas. Some suggestions added DICI alcohol misuse awareness stickers or QR codes to cups in social drinking districts, recruiting businesses to become misuse awareness partners and create underage drinking awareness, and creating posters on vaping and drinking for school display. In policy changes, promoting limits on vape shops in a town, limits on amount of alcohol products sold in a transaction, and requiring ID scans for tobacco and alcohol use were suggested. Raising awareness of social host laws and consequences of providing alcohol to minors was also discussed. Fact sheets for parents about social host laws and underage drinking harms and prevention and distributed through school newsletters and websites were also suggested. Asking law enforcement to visit establishments that serve alcohol to thank them for their efforts to prevent underage drinking and overserving and give them DACI-provided flyers or fact sheets for customers was another idea. If someone serves alcohol to someone who is already intoxicated and will drive after the social occasion has ended, the host can be legally liable for any injuries or damages that result from the guest's intoxicated driving. Hosts should use reasonable care in a social situation, starting with inviting responsible guests who will not drink and drive. Hosts should stop serving alcohol later in the event, make food and other non-alcohol beverages available, offer another safe ride home for guests, and offer a place to stay if the guest cannot drive safely. North Carolina law allows an injured party to pursue claims against everyone whose negligence contributed to the injury. Social host liability claims are very fact-specific, focusing on evidence that the host knew or should have known a guest was intoxicated, including knowledge of how many drinks were consumed by the guest at the party, knowledge that the guest had been drinking somewhere else earlier, evidence that the typical signs of intoxication such as slurred speech were obvious, and evidence of whether the host knew or should have known the guest was going to drive. These requirements would be investigated in a discovery process, including interrogations and depositions if a lawsuit is filed. Homeowners can protect against liability to a certain point with homeowners insurance, with additional liability protection up to $1 million or with event-specific insurance. Adequate insurance can ensure that if an accident happens, that personal assets are protected from any judgment. Blumenstein said that from surveys and interviews DACI has conducted, a significant number of parents think that drinking at home is safer. Quote, we want that paradigm to shift a little bit and realize there is a lot more to it, like injured brain development and what can happen after they leave your house, end quote. Parents often feel pressure to allow underage drinking or provide alcohol to their kids, thinking if they drink at home, parents can oversee it and keep them out of trouble. Others might say if they provide alcohol, kids are not using fake IDs or buying it from a sketchy source. Though some states allow minors to drink alcohol at private parties with parental permission, North Carolina does not. You're listening to WSIC News Talk. I'm Patrick Reynolds. The News Drive at 5 continues on right after the break, so we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the News Drive at 5 here on WSIC News Talk Radio. I am Patrick Reynolds, taking you home at 5:35 p.m. East Coast time on this Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Appreciate you having us tuned in on your ride home. Hope it's going smooth for you out there. Be safe crossing those causeways on the lake, coming up 77 on the side roads there. We want everybody getting home safely to their family and loved ones. We care a lot about our WSIC family. Back to the News Drive at 5 local headlines. The United Way of Iredell County has launched HIVE, which stands for Helping Iredell Volunteers Engage. This new volunteer center is focused on offering a new generation an opportunity to volunteer in the community. Local partners and organizations will be able to promote awareness of their needs and other events through HIVE, allowing residents to find and respond to opportunities. Area businesses and residents can sign up online and personalize their volunteer experience by selecting opportunities they connect with. HIVE functionality allows them to receive notifications of needs and events that match their skills, interests, and talents to build their volunteer resume, and they can review their contributions and hours given back to the community. Don Clark, board president of the United Way of Iredell County, said, quote, we are thrilled to announce the launch of HIVE in Iredell County. Coming out of COVID, one of the biggest needs organizations and partners shared with the United Way was the reduction of volunteers engaging in the community. As a volunteer, you will be able to find a menu of opportunities that connect you to causes that speak to you. As an agency or organization, you can bring awareness to who you are, what you do, and utilize the power of HIVE to find volunteers or announce your events. We're hopeful that HIVE will be the bridge that brings our volunteers and partners together, and as its reach grows, Iredell County residents will see the positive results it promises our community. Tane McLean, Mooresville Graded School District's Chief Communication Officer, said, quote, we are incredibly excited to introduce the HIVE volunteer portal to our dedicated volunteers and supporters. As part of our strategic plan, we are working to develop a comprehensive volunteer program. This innovative platform embodies our commitment to this goal by simplifying volunteer engagement with HIVE. Our volunteers will be able to connect, collaborate, and catalyze positive change. This expertise, energy, and experience of volunteers is what happens what helps our community sustain essential programs and services our partners provide to those in need. Through HIVE, members of the community can explore local agencies and connect with volunteer opportunities that speak to them. Sometimes that is helping at a food bank. Sometimes that is collaborating with a group putting backpacks together for school-aged children. There are numerous ways to give back in our community as a volunteer, and the United Way of Iredell County is working hard to support opportunities for anyone that wants to get involved. Sometimes it is difficult to find a volunteer opportunity for large groups. If you are part of a company or civic group, team, or club looking to give back to an agency in need, contact the United Way directly. Statesville native Garrison Bennett is heading to Hollywood following his impressive American Idol debut. Bennett, who lives in Hickory, advanced to the next round following his strong rendition of Superstition, a number one hit released by Stevie Wonder in 1972. Judges Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan were impressed with the 18-year-old's look and talent. Richie said, quote, "You've got the look. I rock that same outfit, to be exact," end quote. Following Bennett's performance, the host praised his vocal ability and offered some advice. Bryan compared him to laid-back singer-songwriter Leon Bridges. Perry said, quote, "I'm going to need a little more energy," end quote. And Richie said again, quote, "All you want to do now is bring your style, find your style, and get your group together," end quote. Bennett, who works in landscaping, initially did not make the cut for American Idol after he auditioned virtually, but the producers called him back a month later for a second chance. He said, quote, "Anything is possible. If you have a goal, just keep pushing forward. Just a few months ago, I would have never thought I would have this opportunity," end quote. In Iredell County, the Iredell Health System is pleased to announce that Iredell Wound Care and Hyperbaric Center has been named a recipient of the Center of Distinction Award and the Robert A. Warner III MD Clinical Excellence Award from Healogix, the nation's largest provider of advanced wound care services. Iredell Wound Care is one of only three Healogix wound care centers in North Carolina to receive both the Center of Distinction and Clinical Excellence Award, a true testament to the exceptional care they provide. In order to receive the Center of Distinction Award, Iredell Wound Care and Hyperbaric Center has achieved outstanding clinical outcomes for 12 consecutive months, including a patient satisfaction rate higher than 92%. Iredell Wound Care also scored in the top 10% of Healogix wound care centers on the clinical excellence measure. Case Johnson, program director of Iredell Wound Care and Hyperbaric Center, said, quote, "These awards are an acknowledgement of the hard work our team puts in every day to heal wounds in our community. We have a team of professionals who are not only experts in wound healing, but also treat every patient like they are family," end quote. For 13 years, the Iredell Wound Care and Hyperbaric Center has successfully served and cared for patients with diabetic ulcers, pressure ulcers, infections, and other chronic wounds which have not healed in a reasonable amount of time. To treat chronic wounds, the Iredell Wound Care Center provides advanced state-of-the-art treatments such as negative pressure wound therapy, total contact casting, bioengineered tissues, biosynthetic dressings, and growth factor therapies. The center also offers hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which works by surrounding the patient with 100% oxygen to help progress the healing of the wound. In Statesville, the Rotary Club inducted three new members at a meeting earlier this month. Club members, club officers, and District Governor Deb Corbett were present to welcome Jeremy Grant, Anna Campbell, and Olivia DePriest into the club. DePriest is the Director of Corporate Analytics at Klein Hens Holdings and Account Manager at MWK & Associates. Grant is a partner and wealth advisor with Cornerstone Wealth Group. Campbell is the Development Director for Ferris Parenting of Iredell and a realtor with Next Home World Class. Piedmont Healthcare held the company's annual bowling event over last weekend. The outing supports Yoke Fellow Ministry. Various local businesses donated items for a silent auction and for the Yoke Fellow Pantry. With the exception of COVID years, Piedmont Healthcare has held the event annually since 2016. Director of Operations Melissa Haynes said, 32 teams competed for bragging rights at Victory Lane Events and Entertainment Center in Mooresville. The teams included employees and their family members. Tommy Simmons, executive director of Yoke Fellow, said he is grateful for the event and Piedmont Healthcare's support of the nonprofit. He said, quote, 100% of these donations go to our Helping Center food pantry and towards crisis situations. We're proud of a thrift store and take 100% of donations to help people, not with operating costs. Renowned musician Kashona will perform at the Iredell Arts Council on Thursday, March the 28th. The event, which begins at 7:30 p.m., promises an evening of music and storytelling. Kaishona is known for her performances that resonate with audiences. She lends her music to those who feel silence, forgotten, or alone. After beginning her career as a music therapist, Kaishona wrote her first songs with patients, including students and inmates, under her care. The early experiences sparked her journey to find her own voice and share her stories with the world. Her new project focuses on family and personal growth. I am Patrick Reynolds. This is WSIC News Talk. News Drive at 5 continues on right after this.
We'll be back with more of the News Drive at 5 with Patrick Reynolds in just a moment on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Patrick Reynolds here on the News Drive at 5, WSIC News Talk Radio, taking you home 5:48 p.m. East Coast time on this Tuesday, March the 26th, 2024, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464 are the listener hotlines. Back to the News Drive at 5 local headlines. Southern Star, the award-winning line of bourbons and rye whiskeys from North Carolina-based Southern Distilling Company, is preparing to release a special edition Southern Star Double Shot Bourbon Cream Liqueur bottle in partnership with Charlotte Football Club. Featuring Charlotte FC's iconic black and blue colors, the limited edition collector's bottle will be available for purchase exclusively at Southern Distilling Company's Statesville Tasting Room, beginning March 29th while supplies last. Beginning April 13th, the special edition bottle, which also features artwork showcasing the diverse landscape of the Carolinas, will be available in North Carolina ABC liquor stores and select South Carolina retailers. Pete Barger, co-founder and CEO of Southern Distilling Company, said, quote, "As the official craft bourbon of Charlotte FC, we are proud to be able to expand our current partnership through this collaboration. Being a North Carolina native, I am excited to cheer on our Queen City team," end quote. Fans attending Charlotte FC matches can also enjoy Southern Star Double Shot Bourbon Cream Liqueur at several locations throughout the stadium. Charlotte FC President Joe LeBoux said, quote, "We're delighted to partner with Southern Distilling Company to bring this specially crafted product to the marketplace in a beautifully designed bottle inspired by our Carolina kit, Explore. Expanding our brand throughout the Carolinas is a strategic priority around the new primary kit, and this collaboration presented a unique way to amplify a great partnership with a strong local brand. Southern Star Double Shot is a blend of rich cream and sweet whiskey with a hint of espresso roast coffee." Meanwhile, down in Carowinds, if you love dogs, Friday, March 29th to Sunday, April 7th is a good time to visit the park. The Marvelous Mutts features world-class rescue dogs showing off their agility, strength, and intelligence through various performances, including dock diving, frisbee routines, and agility trials. The Marvelous Mutts showcases 14 dogs with 8 to 10 performing in each show. Not to be outdone, Eggward the Easter Bunny and Snoopy the Easter Beagle will be in front of Harmony Hall, while Snoopy the Easter Beagle will meet guests throughout Easter weekend in Camp Snoopy. And just to touch on a national story, the collapse of the Maryland Bridge. We have not ignored that and are well aware of that here on the News Drive at 5. WSIC News Talk has several shows that focus on national and global news headlines. News Drive at 5 focuses on the local headlines around Iredell County, Lake Norman, and North Charlotte. So stay tuned to WSIC News Talk as we have more on the Maryland Bridge collapse and that boating accident that happened last night, early this morning. And we have shows rest of the night as well as tomorrow that have touched on it. If you've been listening all day, there have been numerous stories on it as well. WSIC News are proud to keep you informed locally, nationally, and globally. Not just news headlines as well, but coming up right after News Drive at 5 every weekday here at WSIC News Talk is the Scoreboard with Joe Berg, or at least Currently, that's the situation. But we've got a little bit of shifting going on here at WSIC News Talk. First thing, let me say hello to my audio producer as well as the host of The Scoreboard coming up at 6 o'clock, Mr. Joe Berg. How are you tonight, Joe?
I'm doing just fine. I'm sure you're doing fine as well.
We're doing fine here at WSIC News Talk. This is not the first time your voice has been heard on the air today, as you have been in action earlier this morning here on WSIC.
A little bit, yeah. I was running the home ad show this morning.
You are the host of Home Ad, and we'll take this opportunity right now that beginning Monday, I will be the host of the Home Ad show from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays here on WSIC News Talk. I'm excited. That has been a staple and a longstanding tradition here at WSIC News. It connects this station with the community tremendously in a solid format, and I'm excited to work with you in the mornings. We just doubled our time together every day.
We did, yeah.
Yeah. You excited about that, or are you dreading it?
I'm excited. I'm always excited.
Good answer. Thank you.
Appreciate it. I try to stay excited 24/7.
And you are. You're very upbeat and positive. Love working with you, man. Well, you've got your own duties coming up after the news drive at 5. With the scoreboard, what's coming up on the scoreboard tonight?
Well, we still got high school baseball going on. Games yesterday, some games coming up today. A couple of highly ranked teams in the state as well. None yet nationally, though, okay. Which we got to work on. We got to get somebody from North Carolina has got to be a nationally ranked team.
I just touched on that with the news a little bit. We cover, you know, we've got the national, we've got global, we've got local. We just keep you informed, as well as sports, national and local.
Absolutely. So we got that. We're also going to talk, we might chat about COTA, Circuit of the Americas, right, one more time, but we're definitely going to start our Richmond conversation. And it is an interesting time in the NHL. We're about 10 games away from the end of the season. The race for the division is heating up. It's going to be close.
How are the Hurricanes looking?
Hurricanes are about, they're 1 point behind the New York Rangers for the division.
Mm.
The thing is, the Rangers have one less game played than Carolina right now. So they have a game in hand, which means that's two potential more points that they can pull away from Carolina once they get back even in games.
This was always a favorite time of year of mine growing up because NHL and NBA playoffs started within weeks of each other. So you had a good chunk of these months where they were both going on simultaneously. Plus baseball started. Spring was a great time to be a sports guy.
It's the fall and the spring are the two best times for sports because, you know, fall,
so
you got
so much.
Fall baseball, the fall classic, World Series there. You got football starting up, basketball starting, NHL starting, the NASCAR season winding down.
Right.
And then in the spring, March Madness, which we have now, NASCAR starting.
Spring and fall.
Those are the two times to be a sports fan.
I was thinking of it yesterday following the news drive at 5. You and I spent so much time chatting about the shock of a Max Verstappen dropout in the Australian Grand Prix. We never touched on NASCAR and COTA, and my goodness, we're just north of Charlotte, and we like totally overlooked NASCAR because a Red Bull part failure just enamored us for 5 minutes straight.
It wasn't the biggest motorsport story of the week.
It was not?
Not Circuit of the Americas.
No, it was not. I think Verstappen's mechanical failure was bigger than the COTA.
I agree.
Of course, hats off to William Byron for winning
dominant,
that race.
Dominant performance.
Did you hear Good Morning LKN, Bill, Justin, and Mamie yesterday, and Mamie said she actually communicated with William Byron's mom on Instagram.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, with LKN memes. She has some great insight onto NASCAR now because she doesn't know much about the sport, yet she lives in this area, and through her Instagram account, she actually interacts with drivers and people connected to the sport. So little by little, she's being exposed to it and gaining knowledge of these fast cars and the people that live around here.
That's pretty awesome.
It's kind of neat to watch her gain knowledge and some, some attention to the sport and gain, you know, a little bit at a time.
I think we'll just let her continue to gain that knowledge. Yes. And then next year she has to pick a driver. She's got to pick a driver.
Here's what I'm thinking. I talked to Tim Sherrill about this already. I think I talked to Mamie about it when I was on the Good Morning LKN a couple of weeks ago. It's like, you should be included in this. We have to take her to a race.
Yes, I agree. You got to be strategic about the first race that you take someone to, though.
Strategery.
Because you can't take someone to, let's just throw out a track that, I don't know, Sonoma. Don't take someone to Sonoma for their first NASCAR race.
Well, if you live out in that area, why not?
True, that's yeah, the I mean, only track close now.
I had no intentions of taking Mamie to, we're not going to fly to California. If Justin Greenlines it, we're good, we're go. But
but I'm talking more like, you know, Martinsville, Bristol, even Charlotte Motor Speedway might not be the place for your first NASCAR
race. She has been to the 600. Okay. She has been to the Coca-Cola 600. I think she would have gotten more out of it if she understood the sport better.
True.
I actually offered, threw it out as a suggestion, make her take her to a short track, like maybe a, you know, Hickory or a Bowman Gray Stadium, Winston-Salem, or Carolina Speedway, you know, south of Charlotte, a dirt track. But just that basic fundamental short track, she might think it's kind of cool.
Short tracks, in my opinion, is the place to learn.
Yeah. That's where I discovered the sport.
Not NASCAR specifically, but just
Saturday, Friday night stuff.
Because you can see everything. And if you're with somebody who can help you explain it, they can point things out like, watch this, watch this. If you're at Daytona,
right.
you can't, you got 10 seconds to say, okay, watch what's going to happen because they're going to be gone by the time you explain it.
Yeah. Jumping over to March Madness, it is. We talked brackets yesterday. Do you have more of that? When does the tournament come back to life? Again,
tournament
Thursday?
Comes back on Thursday with the Sweet 16.
Right. Three Carolina teams.
Three Carolina teams. Four ACC teams.
That's right.
Quarter of the field remaining is still ACC.
Pump that chest out, local folks.
Go.
That's right. Yeah. You know, your Duke, your UNC, NC State. Who else we got? One more ACC team. Help me out.
You're putting me on the spot, and I closed my bracket. Oh,
no. I got three out of four on the top of my head. Not bad for a car guy. It's
we're
okay.
We're out of time.
You have to tune into the scoreboard. That's the answer. Who's the fourth team? Tune into the scoreboard. Coming up just after we get done here. News Drive at 5, done for tonight. Thank you so much. We will talk to you tomorrow. Scoreboard with Joe Berg coming up next.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Morrisville, North Charlotte.